You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world.
Oh, guys, you know it's called Lightworkers Lounge because it's a lounge where you come to hang out and take a break from the monotony of your day. And whenever I record, I always imagine us all just hanging out in a lounge. That's why I want to create the physical space. It'll be such an emotional moment for me, yet feel nothing at all, because it's always how I have envisioned it when I finally create the physical space for Lightworkers Lounge. So hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Lightworkers Lounge. You know who I am, but if you're new here, my name is Stephanie Powers. I'm your host. I'm your astrologer. And at the end of the day, if you tune in regularly, I'm your friend. It's so cool when I get with you guys on a Zoom call to read your chart. A lot of you guys say you fangirl. I'm like, that's so sweet. Thank you. But we're friends. If you listen to this every day, we hang out a lot. We spend hours every week, sometimes every day together. And if you are an OG from day one, from 2018, this was my online diary. So I swear you know me better than I know myself, and quite literally, how wild is the internet? If you have listened since then, you probably know me better than my mom, definitely than my brother. You know me better than a lot of people, so it's pretty cool. Today's episode is going to be one of those where I wish you were here so we can have dialogue and discussion about it, but it's a really cool observation that I made the other day while reading the book, Spiritual Astrology, A Path to Divine Awakening by Jan Spiller and Karen McCoy. So as we go about this episode, please know that it is heavily influenced by the text in this book. I'm going to leave a link for you to purchase this book and do check out their work, Jan Spiller and Karen McCoy. So I was reading this book, always continuing my education as an astrologer, and I read something towards the end of the book where it's called Part 2, Prenatal Eclipses, Key to Life Path and Destiny. And I was like, nice. You know, it was eclipse season when I purchased this book, so I was just trying to further my education on how exactly eclipses manifest in the lives of others. And Jan Spiller and Karen McCoy were astrologers for decades. I mean, these are some seasoned ladies right here. And to imagine all the data that they have collected, both from their own education, but also from the hundreds, if not thousands, of readings they have done, it's amazing and fascinating the patterns that they have noticed with birth charts. So I was reading the introduction to Part 2, and I read something that just jumped out of the pages and grabbed me. Before I dive into that, you guys know what to do. Leave a review wherever you're listening to the show from. Please. It pumps us up on the recommended list. And I've noticed with updates to Spotify that now people can pay to be on the recommended list. And I was like, no, what's wrong with true competition? So I don't know if it'll still work, but on other major platforms like Google Play, YouTube, we are now on YouTube. You can go check out the podcast there. Just the audio, not a video of me. I love imagining that because I'm in my pajamas right now with eye patches on. Maybe I should record these and put them on YouTube. Like, good morning, guys. I just woke up and jumped out of bed and we need to talk astrology. Okay. But that would be amazing if you could stop and do that. And subscribe to our newsletter. Did you know somebody just got a free reading with me on Zoom? And you get to choose whether it's in person with me or a pre-recorded reading, but it was 100% $0 for free, all because they were subscribed to our every Monday What's New and Good newsletter. So if you want a chance to win coming up on June 1st, get over there and sign up, lightworkers-lounge.com. Okay, here's the fact. Here's what I read that made me go, holy shit. And remember, this is written by Jan Spiller and Karen McCoy. This is not my work. They write, another aspect of the eclipses that became clear in my research is that the energy pattern of a particular solar eclipse is similar to the energy a birth brings to that child's parents. When a child is born, look closely at the parents' relationship. Notice that the life force represented by the child's sun sign is the energy that this particular union needs in order to be revitalized. For example, when a Gemini is born, those parents need to communicate more. This little Gemini child is ruled by the planet of communications. At conception, the parents sent out a signal. We need help learning to communicate more clearly. Guys, isn't that amazing? I mean, I just took this and ran with it. So what's going to come next in this podcast episode is not based off of fact. It's not in the historical text of any astrology book I've ever come across. But what I'm about to explain is I went through all 12 sun signs, of course, and I researched through Karen and Jan's book and added my own twist based off of what I have seen in my readings to come up with a list of, if you were born a Sagittarius, this is what your parents needed. If you were born a Virgo, that one's interesting, this is what your parents needed. So what I'm about to describe in the rest of the podcast episode is, remember, Jan and Karen's work mixed with a little bit of my own interpretation. So please support these ladies' work. Click on the link in the show notes or go find this book. It's called Spiritual Astrology, A Path to Divine Awakening by Jan Speller and Karen McCoy. This is not sponsored, I wish, but it's not. I love them. I'm flattered by their work. So, how cool is that? Oh, it got me thinking of everyone I know. I was like, oh, so when my brother, a Taurus, when he was born, my parents really needed this. When I was born, Miss Sagittarius, they really needed this. And it is fascinating, right? To just go through all 12 signs and think of the people you know who are those signs and then look at their parents or learn historically when their parents conceived and had them, what did they need? If you are a parent listening to this, of course, remember, everything is nuanced. This is a weather forecast. So if you hear anything more on the pessimistic negative side, just know this is just what you and your partner, if you were a parent, needed at the moment of conception. Now, the high side of all of this, the empowered side, is if you answer the call to this energy, your relationship with that person, if you choose to stay with them, is revitalized. And I know it's like, well, what if I used a sperm donor, right? Like, what if I'm a same-sex couple and we're using a woman or a man's biology to create a baby? It's so nuanced, okay? So just to keep this basic for now, we are just going to use black and white, male and female, mom and dad, a couple that is together and conceives a child, okay? Okay. Let's go down the list. Aries Sun, you guys are going first as you always do. I don't want you to come find me and beat me up if I don't put you first. So, it's been said, if a child was born as an Aries Sun, their parents at conception sent out a signal saying, we are too soft. We need to overcome the fear of change. We need to practice standing up for ourselves as individuals and a couple. This could be a partnership where the people need a new beginning. This child is born to parents who need to learn to be more self-reliant, usually born to a couple who may be codependent, clingy, afraid to be themselves in the relationship. They may have been born to a couple who sent out a signal and said, hey, there's a misuse of power in our relationship. One person's very dominant, Aries. The other person's very submissive, more of like a Libra, the opposite sign of this. So as you guys hear that, are you an Aries thinking, yep, that's my parents? Or do you guys know an Aries and think, yep, that's my parents? If you happen to be listening to this and you are giving birth to an Aries next year and you're like, oh shit, right? This is what I would do. If I were pregnant and I had a due date and a specific zodiac sign, I would listen to this and I would be like, okay, let me get some truth serum ready here. Do me and my partner really need to embody that? If the answer is yes, I would immediately go to town and be like, okay, I'm due to have an Aries sun. Am I afraid of change? Yeah, not with everything, but with some things. Do I stand up for myself? To some people, but to the ones where it really matters, no, I struggle. Am I afraid of new beginnings? Kind of. So let me go start a new beginning. Like start small and do a new workout class. Let me go to therapy and share something really scary and vulnerable. Right? I would work with the energy and be like, okay, if I do those things, then my partnership will be revitalized. Okay, nice. Taurus Sun. Ooh. It's said that when a couple has a Taurus Sun child, they are learning to have better morals, better values. This couple needs to fight less about money. The couple may be poor, may be struggling financially, or may have an overabundance of money and are too focused on materialistic items rather than the connection between each other. This child may be born to parents who lack self-value, who lack self-confidence, who use work and money as an excuse to avoid doing the inner work, to avoid creating real intimacy in a relationship. Yes, usually born to parents who lack self-confidence big time, born to parents who are overspenders, who do not think before they purchase something. Here to teach the parents self-control, to slow down, don't force things, to not be so stubborn, right? Ultimately, Taurus Sun children are born to people who need to have their value systems realigned. Ooh, I'm thinking of my brother who's a Taurus Sun. He's older, so he was my biological parents' firstborn. My biological parents split up when I was 5, 6, and I've never known my dad, so that's a whole other story. But my brother's a Taurus Sun, and I'm pretty sure he was planned. I think I was the unplanned one. Hey, just a little FYI, gonna switch here and put my holistic health coach hat on. Women, you are so fertile after you give birth to a child. I think a lot of people just get so caught up in the whirlwind of newness with giving birth to a child that once they start having sex again, they don't realize that they are primed and proper to have another baby. It's like when I studied hormones, when you conceive a child, you know, your hormones through those 9 months of carrying the child are essentially being forced back to the perfect level of homeostasis and balance. And so right when you give birth, the hormones are ripe and ready to continue, like, okay, let's keep this birth train going. And so a lot of people conceive almost immediately after. Go ahead, think of everyone you know who has a second child. Some of them are planned, of course, but most of them are like, dude, I didn't know I could get pregnant 6 weeks later. That would be me and my brother. My parents were like, all right, we got a Taurus. Well, we need a Sag. Let's do this. But did my parents have good morals? No. My dad's an alcoholic. Did they fight about money? Probably. My dad was a workaholic to avoid other things like intimacy. Yes, absolutely. Slow down. Don't force things. I'll have my mom come on the podcast to confirm this. I don't want to speak for her or my dad, of course. Everyone has their own side to a story. So, if you're born a Gemini Sun, maybe your parents needed to learn communication. Maybe your parents really lacked in the art of active listening. Maybe your parents needed to listen to hear, not react. You may have been born to parents who avoid truth through gossiping, who use words as weapons, or lack of words for power or control in the relationship, right? No response is a response. So it's been said that children who are born Gemini Suns are born to parents who must learn to talk, must learn to tell the truth, must learn. You know, there's some parents who will come home from work and just gossip about other couples in their neighborhood. And I don't think people realize that children are smarter than we give them credit for. So if you're always gossiping about your neighbors, your sisters, your brothers, and you have little ones who you don't think they know what you're talking about, it's just an adult conversation. Oh, they notice. And they notice at a young age, right? This is why it's so important, especially if you're co-parenting, to not talk bad about your partner, even if you have every right to. Don't do it. Let them have their own perception. And very often, the kids will, they don't know how to express what they're feeling, but they'll feel like, wait, my mom and my dad are nice and friendly and cordial with the neighbors, but then at home, they're just talking really mean things about them. This is confusing for me, right? So maybe kids are born to parents who need to learn to stop that, the gossip, the lying, the overly talking, right? Born to parents who need to learn, talk to your children like they're little adults. It makes them feel empowered. Or, of course, we're talking about the couple. What does a couple need to revive if they have a Gemini Sun child? They need to talk. They need maybe a therapist to bring them in to help them learn good communication and listening skills. All right. Cancer Sun children are usually born to parents to teach them how to feel, to teach them how to deal with emotions, how to emotionally heal. A Cancer Sun child may be born to parents who are either hypersensitive or numb, frozen. They may be born to parents who need to melt into their emotions and know that it's safe and it's okay to feel. This child may force parents to feel emotions more than they talk about them, right? Or this is born to break generational patterns or at least point them out. So when you apply this to the theory that the couple who conceived the Cancerian child sent up a message of, we need help with our emotions. They're either so crazy and intense and passionate that we fight and we can't get along, or we are too codependent on each other to where it's like, oh, if my dad or my mom and dad split up, I don't know what they would do. They wouldn't survive in the world without each other, right? This could also be born to parents who have got to break generational patterns in order for their relationship to be revived and continuous. Leo Sun parents. You know, my knee-jerk reaction was a Leo Sun child is born to parents who need to learn to have fun. But Karen and Jan say that Leo Sun children are born to parents who need to learn to accept love. How to accept a compliment, how to accept praise. Leo Sun children are teaching their parents confidence. They might aggravate their parents' inner child quite a bit in order to give it a voice and heal it. Saucy little fire signs. Leo Sun children are normally born to parents who may feel love will hold them back from their success or pursuing their dreams. So think about all the Leo Suns you know. Now think about their parents, their biological parents. Do those people have a constant need for achievement, a constant need to be the cool kid on the block, host all the parties, be the one everybody loves, that they forget to raise their children? They forget to spend a lot more time with their children? I found that Leo Sun children are born to parents who weren't ready to be parents. They're still in the phase of partying, fun, gossip, be famous on the internet, whatever it may be, that they forget that their children require the ultimate self-sacrifice of your own individuality for just a minute, not forever. But now, instead of tending to your own individuality and growth, you're now required a lot, if you're a really great parent, to help that little being step into their selves, to not imprint on them, well, I like sports, so therefore my little one's going to be an athlete. Like, what if they're not? What if they're more science? What if they're more art? Right? That's just what I've noticed with this Leo Sun children. Okay, here's the interesting one. Virgo Sun children. Oh, we got a lot of notes on this one. And I asked JL, my Virgo partner, what do you think? He is such a goofball. I cracked up in his answer. Fun fact on Virgos. You guys know the story. I went to the chiropractor the other day and I have a stiff neck. And he asked, did you get whiplash from a car accident, a major sports injury? And I was like, no. But I laugh a lot and I throw my head back like whiplash when I laugh so hard from my Virgo partner. And a lot of professional famous comedians are Virgo Suns. This was one of those like, what? This is as weird as Jim Carrey being a Capricorn. Virgo is a healer. And what is the most potent medicine for healing? A smile. Laughter. Once a Virgo realizes if I make people laugh, they're happy, they're healing. They are on a roll. They will crack joke after joke after joke, and they're so Mercury ruled, Mercury dominant, that they are so witty and funny. And then when they use their sense of detail, noticing everything, oh my gosh, JL does this thing where he narrates our dogs. It's hilarious. And one time Jeffrey was chewing a bone and JL was in the background narrating Jeffrey. So I couldn't see him because he was behind me. But he made the perfect expression of Jeffrey with a bone in his load in his mouth talking like this. And I looked, I turned around like, how do you do this? He put his finger in his mouth. And it's like, duh, it's such a simple thing. But I would have never thought to do that. I don't know. That's Virgo. So Virgos, it's been said, are born to very chaotic families who are sending up a smoke signal for help. They're a mess. Virgo children are born to parents who say, we are so chaotic and we desperately need some structure, some purity, some energy of cleanliness. Please come help us. So a Virgo child is here to bring structure to chaos and show the couple that there are consequences to your actions. Here to help bring logic and reason to a usually very lost couple. Maybe born to a couple who struggles with substance abuse or OCD, anxiety. Virgo children are a natural born therapist for the couple. I have seen this time and time and time and time and time again with my Virgo Sun clients. I have a lot of Virgo Sun friends and people in my life. And it is oh so true that like their Earth sign cousin Capricorn, they are the parents of their parents. So just as an astrologer, if I were to give birth to a Virgo, I would immediately notice when they start trying to parent me and say, hey, I want to remind you over and over again. I love that you want to be of service to me and parent me, but that's not your job, honey. You weren't born with a job to parent me, okay? So go sort your Skittles by color-coded and leave me alone. But this is just what it said, that when a couple conceives a Virgo, they send up the signal of just pure help. Our life is chaotic. Our life is not structured and whatsoever. We need help. We need health. We need help with our health. This couple may be really struggling with health issues, addictions, disorders, mental disorders. And their Virgo child says, I have arrived. Okay, let's move to Libra. Libra Sun children are born to a couple where everything seems unfair, out of balance. To a mom and a dad healing from infidelity sometimes. To a mom and a dad where one is dominant, one is submissive. May have been born to a couple who's having the child for image, not because of a love of parenting or not because they're actually in love with each other and want to create a child. It could all be for show. So a Libra Sun child is here to teach parents fairness, that men are equal to women and women can do what men do. Libra Sun children could be born to someone who does all the work while someone who does nothing, imbalance of power. Parents may be hyper independent, and the Libra Sun child is here to create true partnership between the two. Libra Sun children can also be born to families who are really struggling with conflict. They just can't get along. It's fight after fight after fight. And this Libra Sun message from the parents at conception says, we need help with keeping the peace. Now let's go to the deep end. Scorpio children. When a couple conceives a Scorpio-born child, they need to learn the lesson of proper use of power. How to not misuse energy. Scorpio children are born to parents who are usually very passionate people, for better or for worse. These could be people who recognize their power and their passion and use it to bring people together and heal, have big parties where everyone's invited and everyone's accepted, and we eat, drink, and be merry, or, of course, to the negative side of power, where there's psychological abuse, emotional abuse, sometimes sexual abuse. This is Scorpio's theme. May be born to parents struggling to release something or let go, holding a grudge against each other or from something that happened to them individually in their past. Born to parents who need a rebirth. Sometimes JL helped me out with this one. I always ask his Virgo self, why do you interpret this? He said, I imagine Scorpio Sun children are born to parents who can't keep a secret. Whoa, that's an interesting one. And now, the Sagittarius Sun. When a couple conceives a Sagittarius, they are sending up the message of we need help seeing the big picture. To laugh it off. We need to learn to let things go and just laugh it off and realize, hey, we're all going to die. What was the big deal? Why are we fighting? Why is there conflict? Born to parents who need help with rigid, stubborn beliefs. May have been born to parents who forgot that we are all one. to parents who need to prioritize leaving their hometown to have an experience that reshapes them and their view of the world and life as a whole. To parents who may dramatically have different life views, right? Like ask dad, what do you think the meaning of life is? He may give you one answer and then ask mom, what do you think the meaning of life is? And she may give you an exact opposite, which could be causing tension and conflict between them. A Sagittarius son could be born to parents who need to respect each other's individual paths, realizing that it all leads to the same summit. As a Sagittarius son, when I think of my parents and when they conceived me, again, I was the one that was like, whoops, didn't know you could get pregnant so fast. So me and my brother are only 18 months apart. And yes, I was born in a small Midwest town in southern Indiana to parents who perhaps didn't realize that there is a whole other world out there. And perhaps if they did, maybe it would have brought them together. Because from what I know of my biological dad, he does like to travel in his camper and he's got Jeeps and loves to explore and play. And my mom took me everywhere, all over the country. She really birthed my love of travel and fanned the Sagittarius flame of adventure. So maybe if they would have tapped into, hey, let's go on adventures together, and then use the Taurus sun to realize the money we spend going on this adventure will come back. Could they have revived it? Maybe. Maybe. It's pretty interesting, though. See the bigger picture for sure. You know, my parents were so young. My dad is like 5 years younger than my mom, I think. Maybe 3 to 5 years. And they were in their early 20s when they had me and my brother. Like, that's crazy. And again, everyone is so unique and individual. So if you're listening to this going, I had my kids at 22 and I'm fine, you probably got earth in you or cardinal or fixed signs. But me personally, if I could go back in time, and this is coming from a Scorpio, Venus, and moon who loves love and wants to be with one person till death do we part and find each other again. I wouldn't get married until my first Saturn return. In my perfect world, using astrology and just life experience, I would get married at 30 and have my first child between 34 and 36 and be done by 38. Yeah, that's what I would do. Capricorn children, whew, obviously, born to parents who send up the signal we need to get our shit together. Born to parents who may be acting too much like their parents and not their unique selves. When a Capricorn child is born, this are parents who are sending up the signal we need to work on our reputation. Parents who need to learn self-discipline and respect for each other. They could be born to parents where there's imbalanced authority. Maybe dad is just so overbearing on mom, or maybe mom is wearing the pants and she treats dad as such and pushes him out of his masculine. To remind them of appreciating the team or the family that carries you to the top. Capricorn sons, what do you think? Aquarius sons, you unique individuals. These are born to parents who need to learn detachment, to be more trusting and flexible and look at things differently, especially when it comes to friends or community. When a couple conceives an Aquarius child, they are sending up the message of, we have pushed community away because we don't trust people. We have pushed friendship away because we're so wounded that we don't believe it'll ever be for us in this lifetime, and friends always turn their back on you. They're really rigid in their beliefs on this. So an Aquarius child comes in and says, I need community in order to thrive and grow, so I'm going to force you guys to go find it. I'm going to force you to make some new friends. Aquarius children could be born to parents who may be afraid to show their true colors. This child can shatter the parents' perception of reality. An Aquarius child is usually born to parents who may move around too much or may be too off-grid, hiding from the government, trying to live too differently, where you're like trying to live out of a van with the Aquarius child, and then you're like, I can't do this. This child needs roots. They need their own bedroom. This is too much. I need to accept the luxury of a modern life a little bit in order to just make raising this child a little bit easier. Right? Ultimately, an Aquarius child is born to parents who need to detach from things not serving them. Last but not least is the Pisces child. Oh, this one's juicy. Pisces children are so unique and so rare, I think. They are born to parents who send up a signal, we need help getting a hold on our sensitivities. Pisces children are sometimes born to parents who are mentally struggling and sometimes have this child because of falsely believing it's their purpose, it's their spiritual destiny, without anchoring into their sensitivities and seeing that that's not actually why. Sometimes Pisces children are born to parents who may fake empathy and need to learn what it really is. Pisces born to parents who send up a signal who we have no boundaries. We need help setting boundaries to protect ourselves from being overly sensitive, right? When we get angry and we get upset, that is just an indication that someone crossed a boundary that we may or may not be in recognition of. Pisces Sun children are born to parents who may be drowning in the negativity of others and desperately need a spiritual cleanse. Hello, says the Pisces child. I'm here. So that is all 12 of the signs. What do you guys think? When you heard your sun sign and then thought of your parents, did it make sense? Did it resonate? If you are a parent and you have a specific sign of a child, did you look at your relationship to your partner who you created the child with and think, oh, yep, it's never too late, right? If, I don't know. I don't have children, so I can't speak on it. But if I heard this podcast and I had like a 3-4-year-old, however, I would reflect on it and say, it's never too late. Let me work on those things. Interesting perspective, right? So I'm going to pay attention to this and start asking people who I do readings for who have children, when's your child's birthday and what do you think of this? All right, guys, be sure to leave a review, share the show, sign up for our newsletter at lightworkers-lounge.com, and come share your thoughts on the newsletter. It's a really fun community we've created. You guys really liked the newsletter yesterday. So thank you for listening. I'll see you on the next episode. Happy Taurus New Moon. Sending love from Indiana.